You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
The stock market sell-off. Where do you hide, or at the very least, where do you wait, hoping that sooner or later you're going to be able to pounce in and perhaps buy some stocks at bargain prices? Dave Garrity joins us now, regular on Taking Stock here on Bloomberg Radio, principal at GVA Research, and one of the many things he specializes in is tech stocks. So, Dave, first of all, you're a guy who's been involved in these markets broadly for many years. You started out actually as an auto analyst, so you are not only tech. Where is the stock market now? How does this feel to you?
I think in terms of the market right now is that, certainly we're breaking through some fairly critical levels. We're not yet at a point where we violated the 200-day moving average. But I would say probably, we're down, I think, roughly 13% so far this year. And I would say we might have another 10% to go. But we're getting to a level where we start to see some names become interesting because clearly there are some values that are being created in this sell-off.
Okay, I just got to look really quickly. Another 10% from here would take us down to below 1,700?
Yes, thereabouts.
Yeah, okay. And that would be a ways more to go. So this, I think, is a question I specifically wanted to hear from you. The names that start looking like they're good to buy. What's at the top of your list?
Well, in terms of looking amongst the technology sector, I think, let's look at the companies who actually are playing a more and more significant role in people's daily lives. So these are companies that we rely upon for, how we manage ourselves, both at work and away from work. These are businesses that, because of this level of integration, are not necessarily going to be going away overnight. I wouldn't necessarily want to call them utilities because they're in the technology sector, but they are something that we do use to power our daily lives. And from that name, five names that come to mind quite readily. Microsoft, obviously, has been with us for a long time. Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook. If we look across these five companies, clearly they're all very, very large cap names. They're all very well funded. And from that standpoint, we think that they start to become more interesting because we've seen pullbacks from the highs on these names of anywhere from, say, as low as 10% in the case of Google to as high as 28% in the case of Apple.
If the market goes down another 10%, how much more do some of these big names go down? I'm looking actually at a chart of Apple, and I'm seeing it, my gosh, it was up around, well over $130 a share. It felt late last week or middle of last week that people were kind of almost hoping to see a break of $90 a share. I guess we're back around 96 and change now. What do you think is the low for Apple? Do you think it breaks that level?
I think the low for Apple, if we go back to, say, the first quarter of 2015, the low on Apple of 52 weeks was $83. Clearly the company has added billions of dollars of cash to their balance sheet from that period of time. Certainly has been active in terms of buying back their stock and raising their dividends. So I would say that if we were to see Apple pull back to a $90 level, the stock could be quite attractive.
Microsoft. Okay. Microsoft closing just over what, $50 a share today. Its share price has been in a much more of an uptrend, it seems, than Apple's over basically the same kind of time period. It was up around $56. It hasn't really fallen off that much. Where would you like to buy Microsoft?
I think in the case of looking at Microsoft, pulling back to say a level, somewhere say between, $47, $48 a share gets to be attractive. You have to consider in the case of Microsoft as well as in the case of Apple, both companies are paying dividends, both companies are buying back stock. Certainly the driver in the case of Microsoft is, what the company's been doing under their CEO, Satya Nadella, in terms of building up their cloud computing business. This is something that has provided strong growth for the company, as well as a potentially attractive source of returns for investors going forward.
Google, would you add to a position in Google?
In the case of Google, people had been speculating for Google that with their upcoming fourth quarter earnings release, the company was going to start to break out more of their individual business divisions, so we would get better transparency in terms of overall Google results. In part for that reason, stock is held in better than the other of these five names, down only about 10% from its high. But certainly, you know, Google, I would say, you know, at it around $700 a share, it could be attractive. The one thing investors have to know with Google, the company doesn't pay a dividend, so you're not getting total return.
And Amazon?
In the case of Amazon, you know, stock down here about 18% of its highs. We are going to be coming off of the seasonally strongest period where the company enjoys their best results of the year in the fourth quarter with the holiday shopping period. You know, I think in the case of Amazon, see the stock pull back maybe about 550 from a level of 572 today at the close.
Facebook.
Facebook here had bounded down about 15% from its highs. Saw it seen back in early November. 94.35 closed today. If we see the stock get down, say around $90, we certainly think it would be attractive.
Now, do you own shares in any of these companies right now?
Microsoft and Apple, we're currently owners.
Okay, so we got your disclosure there. Are all bets off if what? If the stock market continues to fall more than 10%, or even if the stock market's got to find a bottom somewhere, right? But the economy doesn't look that great, or earnings aren't that great.
Well, I mean, certainly people are concerned that, you know, earnings expectations are going to be quite poor going into the earnings season. And we're certainly in a situation right now where, because companies are going into earnings, they're not able to buy back their stock. We're not going to see corporate buybacks, or that window for corporate buybacks probably open back up until we get into early February. But that said, you know, we start to see fairly decent values. I think we're certainly in an environment here where we can't necessarily expect interest rates to continue to rise, not to the extent that we've seen kind of the pressure on the global economy, weak commodity prices. We also have to bear in mind the fact that you've got about $5 trillion worth of U.S. dollar-denominated debt that have been issued by emerging markets, either countries or companies, that has to be serviced. So I think from that standpoint, the move on the part of the Fed to put in, you know, accelerated monetary tightening, that is arguably going to be getting pushed further and further out.
Okay.
I think to the extent that the Fed signals that, it probably helps the market.
Okie dokie. Well, Dave Gerety, thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Just what we wanted to hear. A lot of people are wondering, particularly with tech stocks, when there's a big market sell-off and some big names are dragged lower, is there a point where you say, hey, I can buy some stocks on sale? He said, take a look at Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook. But he particularly, I think, likes Apple and Microsoft because he already owns both of them. That's Dave Gerety, principal at GVA Research. We're going to keep going. Special extended edition of Taking Stock. I'm Kathleen Hayes. This is Bloomberg Radio. What's up with oil next?